The end of the Cold War did nothing to cramp the style of master spy novelist John le Carré. He simply shifted his sensibility to other parts of the globe. One of his most successful recent novels, The Tailor of Panama, has been made into a film. The Los Angeles Times' Kenneth Turan has this review.
Remember Our Man in Havana? The 1960 film version of Graham Greene's novel featured Alec Guinness as an English vacuum cleaner salesman who becomes involved in espionage and supplies London with drawings of a new bomb that looks suspiciously like, well, a vacuum cleaner. The Tailor of Panama, based on John le Carré's novel, is set in another part of the Caribbean. It, too, is a dark and satisfying diversion, very much in the sophisticated tradition of Greene's literary entertainments.
If I may, sir. 40... and the West.
What was the damage?
A very creditable 34 plus.
Plus what?
Plus lunch, put it that way, sir.
Very good.
While The Tailor of Panama is amusing, it's also a deeply cynical look at corruption and venality in a world where the good are discomfited and evil flourishes. Taylor benefits from a fine script co-written by le Carré, excellent acting from co-stars Jeffrey Rush and Pierce Brosnan, and the distinctive touch of its director. John Boorman is a filmmaker with 35 years' experience who has the gift of matching his approach to the story at hand. It's hard to believe the same director made the hard-edged thriller Point Blank, the warmly sentimental war memoir Hope and Glory, and the bleak Irish mob story The General. In The Tailor of Panama, Boorman brings a sense of fun and a clear lack of sentiment to the material.
Come and dance.
Oh, God, you don't dance as well, do you?
As well as what?
The film's Panama is, as one character puts it, Casablanca without heroes, a place where no good deed goes unpunished. It's a refuge for an expatriate Brit played by Rush, a tailor and the heir, he'd have you believe, to a proud Savile Row tradition. He's almost a celebrity in Panama City, living the grand life.
Who are those charmers just come in?
Government ministers and the money boys who own them. At the table, a bunch of gentlemen from the loyal opposition. They come much cheaper, naturally.
The fly in this particular tropical ointment is a British spy, smartly played by, of all people, Pierce Brosnan. It's one of the film's amiable inside jokes to cast the man who's been Agent 007 for three pictures as the anti-James Bond here. A smug wastrel, Brosnan plays the kind of amoral seducer who makes you cringe when he finds room for a flask in his swim trunks.
Are you talking about spying?
Oh, that's much too heavy a word for what Harry's doing.
Are you paying him?
No money, I'm afraid. Just the honor and privilege of service.
He's in Panama because it's a spy's last post after a career distinguished only by corruption. He focuses on the tailor as his entree to the top levels of Panamanian society. Rush is superb, especially impressive for the way he makes us sympathize with someone who ends up doing dreadful things. The tailor turns out to be a compulsive liar who gradually realizes that mere duplicity is not a match for complete amorality. The Tailor of Panama is a mordantly amusing tale, one that even Graham Greene would have enjoyed.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.